Phoenix Audio presents The Portable Atheist by Christopher Hitchens. Read by Nicholas Ball. Introduction. Christopher Hitchens. At the close of his imperishable novel La Peste, The Plague, Albert Camus gives us a picture of the thoughts of the good Dr. Riault as the town of Oran celebrates its recovery from, its survival of, a terrible visitation of disease. Riault determines to remain lucid and to complete this chronicle, in order that he should not be one of those who held their peace, but should bear witness in favor of those plague-stricken people, so that in some memorial of the injustice and outrage done them might endure, and to state quite simply what we learn in a time of pestilence, that there are more things to admire in men than to despise. This is part of the work both of conscience and of memory. The prehistory of our species is hag-ridden with episodes of nightmarish ignorance and calamity, for which religion used to identify not just the wrong explanation, but the wrong culprit. Human sacrifices were made preeminently in times of epidemics, useless prayers were uttered, bogus miracles attested to, and scapegoats, such as Jews or heretics or witches, hunted down and burned. The few men of science and reason and medicine had all they could do to keep their libraries and laboratories intact, or their very lives safe from harm. Of course, when the evil had passed over, there were equally idiotic ceremonies of hysterical thanksgiving, propitiating whatever local deities there might be. And indeed, as he listened to the cries of joy rising from the town, Riault remembered that such joy is always imperiled. He knew what those jubilant crowds did not know, but could have learned from books.